This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Spent a little time out in Brainerd, Minnesota yesterday, kicking the pants. By the way, who do we have carrying us out there? None other than, I'm pulling it up right now, if I can pull it up in time. I got 14 different little tabs pulled up right now for me. But with that said, it is KLKS 100.1 FM, KLKS 100.1 FM in Brainerd, Minnesota. Just wanted to tell you that we appreciate you guys out there, and thank you for carrying the show. You got a good bunch of guys out there in more ways than one. If I had more time to talk about it, I would, but I just wanted to let you know. There's your high five along with a great bunch of guys. Nothing short of it. Let me say it that way. Enjoyed our time there. I'm sure we'll be back again. I just wanted to acknowledge you guys out there again. You guys were great last night. Folks, we're going to be talking about, I guess for 2 hours today, but we're going to be talking about 35 jihadi camps in America. No mainstream media coverage at all. Not a peep. Everything but, you're being distracted from everything but the 35 jihadi camps in America. No mainstream media coverage. Again, not a peep. Before we get to that, I want to go back to something we did yesterday and talk about that really quick. And I better tell you about this too before we start rocking the show here. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. You can watch us on sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side. Go to YouTube. Join us on live chat. You can also watch us on beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. You'll see us right on the front page there. Go ahead and click it on. Join us on live chat. Love to hear from you. I also wanted to say this again one more time. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to say to the 119 radio affiliates across the country that are entrusting us with their listenership, we appreciate you as well, and thank you for making us the number one and number two show across the United States of America, especially on Genesis Communication Networks. If you'd like to go over to GCN Live, do so. You can click onto the gauge, and you will see that right now you have us as the number two show out of 65 different shows across the country. Again, we appreciate that, and we know why you're listening, because you're tired of chasing your tail. We get it, and that's why we're confronting it. What I want to talk about, forgive me, friends. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said Andrew Jackson, and that's who we follow here, John 14:6. With that said, let's get to a part, a little bit of what we're going to be talking about during the first hour. And again, we're going to be talking about 35 jihadi camps probably at the end of the first hour and the second hour. Important information in more ways than one. A lot of stuff going on with this coronavirus stuff, friends. I mean, and I got to say, I really got to say this, because this morning I got up, went to the grocery store. It was like Christmas times too. The shelves weren't empty. There was just a lot of people there. And I thought, well, I wonder if this is just Saturday's traffic. And so I did what I did, and I noticed over in the left corner, there was a pallet of toilet paper. And I said, what is the joke with the toilet paper? I asked one clerk. And he had said to me, he kind of chuckled a little bit, and he said, I don't know neither. And so what I did is I went to the cash register, and I said, what is with the pallets of toilet paper on the way outside of the grocery store here? And she said that people are afraid that this is going to go on for a long time. I said, you've got to be kidding me. Okay? But listen, what's important for you to hear, friends, is the fact that when you go online, the only people that seem to be frantic are those that are watching television or they're online looking at these pictures of all these empty store shelves of toilet paper and food. Right? Oh, how easily the sheep are led. As a matter of fact, I got to say this in all consciousness. Folks, I'm embarrassed for a lot of you folks out there. I mean, in the people that are being led about, these sheep that I'm embarrassed for, these are the same people that claim that they don't believe the lying mainstream media, yet it's the mainstream media telling them that there's another situation. No, just hold on a second. You're going to understand in just a moment. You're going to get a download, and you're going to understand why I'm embarrassed for these sheep that are so easily led. I am simply embarrassed for them. And again, just hold with me for a moment, and you're going to understand, okay? Don't be offended yet until you hear the full in context as to what I need to say concerning this little exposition, okay? Then what I did is after I went to the grocery store, walked out, a lot of people at the grocery store remember that, right? Christmas times too. Went over to the butcher shop, picked up some hamburger. As I'm going inside there, I'm thinking, boy, I wonder if this is Saturday's traffic. And I know the owner. And I said to him, I said, is this Saturday's traffic? Or I said, does this have something to do with this coronavirus? He said, no. He goes, we're so busy right now. He goes, everybody's just stockpiling. And I looked at him and I said, well, good for you. This is working great for retail stores, isn't it? It's working out for the butcher shop today. And he smiled at me. I said, this is because of the coronavirus. And I kind of chuckled a little bit. And the first thing I thought of is how easily the sheep are led. I mean, whoa! I mean, this is craziness, right? Now, let me tee this up for the next segment, and I'm going to give you the information so you can understand why I'm embarrassed for what's going on here in the United States of America. Again, keep in mind, this hysteria, this pandemonium, friends, is all created by the media that they don't believe. I can't reemphasize that enough. This is all created by the media that they declare that they don't believe. 94% of the American people, they don't believe what the media has to say. Hey, folks, some people are so taken with this. Yesterday, I was trying to shake a hand of an individual. He puts out his elbow. I said, you've got to be kidding me. But I think really what it comes down to is what is all this fear driving men to? And it shows you a godless society, friends, in so many different ways. Is this fear, I want to ask you, is this fear that's being pushed and promulgated by the media today, is it pushing you to the government's answer, or is it pushing you to the Lord's resolve? It's really important that you can answer that. I can't answer that for you. But what we're seeing is 86% of those people in this country that profess to be Christians, they're looking for the government's answer, and they're listening to the media that they don't say, or that they say that they don't believe in. And it's also interesting to note, nowhere can you find their Christianity in the way that they're acting right now, folks. It's lunacy on so many fronts, okay? I'm going to give you some more information on the other side, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please give us a call and give us your thoughts as to what you think about the topic in which we're highlighting even now. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting, friends, how easily the sheep in this country are led. When you go to the grocery store, yeah, things are busy, but there's everything stocked. There's nothing that's empty, friends, in any sense of the word. Went over to the butcher shop after that. Everything was stocked. There was a lot of people out, twice that of Christmas, no question about it. But everything was still in the store. Yesterday when I went out to Brainerd to do the town hall meeting, everything was business as usual, friends. Nobody was acting outside of themselves until you went and looked at the people that were watching the television. Okay? And now keep in mind, a majority of what you're seeing today is coming from those that are acting outside of themselves, which is a majority. Keep in mind, they're the ones that say that they don't believe the media. Okay? And rightfully so. As a matter of fact, here, let me just explain to you why, and I want you to listen to this audio really quick. Do you remember when William Randolph Hearst said, "You furnish the pictures and I'll furnish the war"? It's interesting how when you go to the television set, friends, which I haven't watched in 20 years, but I see it when I go into restaurants, right? It's interesting how they continuously fuel this pandemonium. It's craziness. They're the ones fueling this, right? William Randolph Hearst said, "You furnish the pictures, and I'll furnish the war." Folks, I got a lot of new information today, and it is going to just kill everything that you're seeing in so many different ways. I want you to listen to this, and this will help you understand as to why so many people, 94% of the American people, say that they don't believe the media. This is the very reason. Listen to these useful idiots from coast to coast, and listen to what they're reporting. Go ahead, Sam. These are reporters from east to west, from north to south, all saying the same exact things during the same time across the country.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
As you probably noticed, the final days of the campaign have been, well, you might call them just a little salty.
Are you listening to this? And then it goes into Easter. And then it goes into any topic, friends. All of these useful idiots, they call themselves journalists, are reading a teleprompter. And what information are they giving to you? That which the six corporations have delivered to them to report to you and the masses. They're reporting the same things at the same time, friends. But if you go into the real world, you're not seeing what they're creating right now concerning the coronavirus. Right? Now, I want to tee this up really quick, and I want you to listen to this information. Yesterday, actually it was 2 days ago now, I was in the studio with my new friend, former ambassador to the United Nations and assistant secretary of state, internal organization affairs under President Ronald Reagan, Alan Keyes. I did a recorded television show with him on IMTV, which broadcast, by the way, on Roku across the globe. And what he did is he began the interview by asking me, what is my take on the coronavirus? This was my first response. And this is the new information that I want you to hear, okay? My first response to Alan Keyes was, on his television program, that this government, just keep in mind, this government and this media, hand in glove, as long as I can remember, has always kept the people in some sort of continued state of emergency or crisis. Now, I want to show you how they get away with what they get away with because of the short-term memories of the American people. It's called a four-day nation. Whatever they report on today, in 4 days, you're on to a new topic, a new crisis that in many cases has been created. Let's go back to Vietnam. Do you remember back in Vietnam in the 1960s? What was the energy? By the way, I was born in the end of the 60s, okay? Well, what they had then was Vietnam, right? The war. Then we had the energy crisis in the 1970s. Okay, I remember that just a little bit. Then AIDS, the war in Lebanon, Grenada, Libya. And then in the 1980s, the war in Panama, the Gulf War, the Somalia Civil War, Bosnian War, illegal drug wars, and then in the 1990s, that wasn't the 1990s, forgive me, then in 2000, the Afghan War, again the Iraq War, the Syrian War, then we had Y2K. Remember how freaked out everybody was about that? Well, let me ask you that. Who induced the panic there, friends? The media did. We had Y2K. And remember, the Y2K was just going to destroy everything about America. Remember that? That's what everybody was talking about. And then in 2001, it was anthrax that was going to kill us. Then in 2002, we had the West Nile virus, and that was going to kill us. Then in 2003, we had SARS is going to kill us. And then in 2005, we had the bird flu, which is going to kill us. And then in 2006, E. coli was going to kill us. Do you remember this, friends? And then in 2008, we had the financial collapse is going to destroy us. And then in 2009, we had the swine flu that was going to kill us all. And then we had the 2012, the Mayan calendar predicts the end of the world. So they had to keep the hype going, friends. Keep the people uneasy, keep them in a state of an emergency, all friends induced by the mainstream media. And then in 2013, we had the North Koreans. Remember that? They were going to cause World War III. And then in 2014, we had the Ebola virus, which was going to kill us all. And then in 2015, and we still see this today, and I'm going to talk about this in just a bit here, ISIS was going to kill us. And then in 2016, we had the Zika virus, which was going to kill us all. Now, in 2020, it's the coronavirus that's going to kill us. Did you hear what I said? Read 28 verse 21, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 28 verse 21, okay? This is all judgment, friends. But I also want to tell you it's a judgment upon a wicked people. And again, who are the wicked people? Those that know right, but they do the wrong thing. They choose to do the wrong thing. Read Deuteronomy 30:19, right? Now, I also want you to understand, friends, that what you're seeing today are the wicked that are acting outside of themselves, and a portion of them, a good portion of the 86% that profess to be Christians, are the ones that are acting like a bunch of led sheep to the slaughter. When you read Proverbs 28, verse 1, what does it tell us? It says that the wicked flee when none pursueth. The wicked flee when none pursueth. I want to tell you what my thoughts are in this particular case on this show today. I believe it's just a test testing the people to see how far they can go with them. I believe it's a test to see what they can do with them people and what them people in America are willing to do. We found out yesterday, friends, that six states actually deployed military out into their states. Okay, and what is that all about? To test the people and to see how far they're willing to let the government do that it wills. Okay? Now listen to the information that I just gave to you, friends. Every decade, it's something. Matter of fact, every year, it's something. No. As a matter of fact, every month, it's something. No. As a matter of fact, every week, it's something. No. As a matter of fact, it's every single day we're being bombarded with this sort of information to keep us in a state of emergency, friends. And why is that? What does it drive you to? I want to ask you that question. What is all this crisis, friends, that has been created in the past? What does it drive you to? Does it drive you to more government control, the government's answers, or the Lord's resolve? I got to ask you. When Alan Keyes asked me on his television program yesterday as to what are my thoughts about the coronavirus, I told him I'm so busy right now, I don't even have time to think about it. That's what I told him. And I said, to be quite honest with you, I'm not really worried about the consequence of some virus. Because my Bible tells me that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, for my righteousness is of the Lord. Oh, that's crazy. You know who just said, you know, that's crazy, Brad? Those that profess to be Christians. They're believers that don't believe. And they're the problem. And that's the problem that we're having in this country today. After reading all this information and answering Alan Keyes' question on his television program, I just had to say, gee whiz, man, enough already. Read Jeremiah 2:19, friends, because that's what this is about. Also read Amos. It's the Lord that's going to get your attention one way or another. He will get your attention one way or another. And for our part to take heed, to pay careful attention to what he is driving us to, if in fact it's leading you to the Lord. Now, I also said to Alan Keyes that I'm not negating the possibilities of a genuine virus here. No, I'm not. Although I am questioning its origins and its authenticities, and so should you. What is this driving Americans to, friends? Because oftentimes you can detect who may be the author of crisis by who plays the problem solver and who it is that profits from the crisis that has been created. Okay? Keep in mind, friends, the more that the media promotes crisis and a state of emergency, the more money they make off their sponsors. And their sponsors are a lot easier to get when there's a lot of TV watchers. And let me ask you something, friends. How do you drive people to an arena? You keep promoting another fight over and over and over again, regardless of what it may actually all be about in truth. I'm going to come back to this, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
US
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democratic presidential candidate Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii called for introducing a universal basic income of $1,000 per month until coronavirus no longer presents a public health emergency.
Most Americans don't have that safety emergency bank account, even for a short term, what to speak of if you're talking about weeks or potentially months. And so really looking at this universal basic payment, an emergency direct aid to every single American, I think makes absolutely the most sense.
The spread of the virus has sparked wide concerns about the economy, leading to the cancellations of numerous events and conferences. The coronavirus has now killed 41 Americans, and there are more than 2,000 cases nationwide, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. We'll continue to bring you coronavirus updates and everything you need to know right here at USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. By the way, I want to add to the conversation that we were having during the last segment. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Love to hear from somebody out there as to what your thoughts are. I know most people that I seen yesterday and today, nobody's really thinking about this the way that the media is trying to play this once again. And if you play along with the media, friends, you're only encouraging them to do all the more of the things that they're doing today. They're corralling people. You can rest assured, friends, at the end of the day, to the very ends that they meant to actually bring you to. They're corralling the American people. Either we're going to get smart to the game that they play and deal with them lawfully, or we're going to continuously allow them and add strength to tyranny by continuously allowing them to do the things that they're doing, because they're doing whatever you're letting them get away with. And that's what this comes down to. Okay? If you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, government fails at COVID-19 test distribution, but it has a $1.5 trillion for Wall Street. Now, isn't it interesting, just the other day, again, through all this distraction with coronavirus, it's interesting to note that Pelosi's on television, and what is she doing? You know what? It's for the safety of the people. The appeal is always for the good of the people. Oh, really? Since when? Where's the fruit of all that talk, Pelosi, the witch from California? Friends, through distraction, this is what's happening. Last week, Matt Egarist, former military, former police officer, who writes for the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com said, in regards to the COVID-19 test, President Donald Trump told Americans that anyone who wants a test can get a test. Fast forward to this week, however, and we have found out just how untrue that statement is. Once the CDC declared COVID-19 to be a public health emergency, that triggered regulations which prevented hospitals and private lab companies from developing their own tests. When it came to them, right, for them to release the test, the CDC botched the rollout of one of them that they themselves developed. So who's profiting from all of this, friends? Leaving doctors unable to properly diagnose and treat their parents? He said, Matt Agarus did, on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, it is a government-sponsored show. It's a government-sponsored show. Another thing that took place behind this corona epidemic, right, this pandemonium that's taking place that the media is continuously fueling, as you're distracted by coronavirus on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, a majority in Congress reauthorized the abusive government surveillance powers of the Unpatriot Act. And I added the word UN on. It's unconstitutional, friends. Are you paying attention to sleight of hand here? Are you paying attention to what they're not showing you? Whenever there is a big story in the media, look for the story they are trying to distract you from. Who is profiting from what's going on concerning this coronavirus hype? Okay? Now, I said, going back to my time with Alan Keyes on his television program, IMTV, on Roku, when he asked me what my take was on coronavirus, I told him, and I shared that with you during the first and second segment. And I also said that, listen, I'm not negating the possibilities of a genuine virus here, although I am questioning its origins and its authenticities. And how couldn't I with the information that we've brought about, friends? See, what happens is people forget that there on the board, well, those representatives and the powers that are tolerated in this country are designing, friends, how they're going to play out their next little scheme to make money for their friends over here and then their friends over here. They're continuously driving the American people to some sort of hype and hyperactivity, and then they act outside of themselves. And they love it because they know, and by the way, they love the people that act outside of themselves, and those are the ones that they're continuously filming and broadcasting to the masses across the country. Let me ask you something, friends. Have you today or yesterday taken the time to go down to the grocery store? Have you taken the time to go get gas? Because you're going to find that business is just as it always has been. You're going to find that the people are thinking and saying almost the exact same things that you are. I posted this yesterday, and I want you to hear it. This is some response to the things that I'm talking about even now. Live response, friends. And again, there's people that are thinking, and it's more than that are not, them that are not thinking. After sharing with you the Y2K is going to destroy everything in 2000, and then anthrax is going to kill us all in 2001, and then the West Nile virus is going to kill us all in 2002, and SARS is going to kill us all in 2003, and in 2005, the bird flu is going to kill us all too, and E. coli is going to kill us in 2006, and then the final collapse, the financial collapse is going to destroy everything. That was in 2008, and then again, swine flu is going to kill us all in 2009, and then 2012, the Mayan calendar predicts the world ending, right? They had to keep it peaked out, friends, concerning the pandemonium that they're creating, right? And then in 2013, North Korea is going to cause World War III. Folks, these people are acting outside of the Spirit of God in so many different ways. 2014, Ebola virus is going to kill us all. ISIS is going to kill us all in 2015. 2016, Zika virus is going to kill us all. And then 2020, what are we dealing with today? Corona, and I could name a plethora. This is the tip of the iceberg considering and concerning the crisis that they have highlighted over the last how many decades in this country. And that was just in 2000 to the present. Just think about this. You know, people are saying, get a grip, man. Get a grip. Another guy said, everyone just calm down. This is just a test. You're exactly right, David. He said this test is ran by the one world government in order to see how easily the people can be manipulated. Oh, my goodness. Good for you, thinker. And then Mel said his faithful promises are your armor and protection. There's one that's trusting the Lord. He's not being motivated by the fear of consequence concerning what man is doing today. Kathy said, I needed milk, so I went to the store, got milk, went home. It's that simple. Friends, who is continuously fueling the fire of this crisis? The media. The only people freaking out in this country right now are the ones that are watching TV. Let me say it this way. Do yourself a favor. Okay, come out from among them, 2 Corinthians 6:17. Friendship with the world is enmity with God, James 4:4. I got a question for you. How can two walk together lest they be agreed? Why would you be watching that filth? Amos 3:3. You're not to be conformed to this world. You're to be transformed by the renewing of your mind by the word of God. And I'm going to get some more concerning what's taking place and this interview I had with Alan Keyes. I said, often you can detect, Alan, who's be the author of the crisis, who plays the problem solver, and who it is that profits from the crisis. And again, of course, that if you are paying attention to what is happening day after day of being barraged with propaganda, again, by the mainstream media that nobody believes, that has a long history of not knowing how to tell the truth, one quickly learns, don't they? I'm asking, don't they? One quickly learns to question what he or she is being told by the media that nobody believes. Of course. Is that what you're seeing today? Absolutely not. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. They walk in a deceptive heart, friends. Remember, history teaches us that the first casualty in every war is always the truth. And the media is continuously guilty of that fact. They create the war. You furnish the pictures and I'll furnish the war, said William Randolph Hearst. Do you think that they're not playing that out today through the mainstream media? The six outlets that are open, that are owned and operated by six corporations worldwide, you better know they are. And you better know it is. So it is for our part to find out just what the truth is. And that's exactly what I'm preaching today. I went on to tell Alan, to tell him that we can always make the distinction from who and where this is all or may be coming from. I said, is it God-induced or man-induced? And keep in mind, God uses man to do what he wills, through chastisements, judgments, blessings, whatever the case may be. But it's important that we make distinction because God-induced crisis drives us to him and his resolve. Read Psalm 119, verse 71. In thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. Regardless of what the affliction may be, apply it. Man-induced crisis drives you to government intervention. When I give you scripture references, you need to read what I am rolling out. Isaiah 30, 1 through 3, read it. It's a curse. See, because the fear of God, which is filial, drives you to trust him, Jeremiah 17, 7, because you're dependent upon him in all things. In Psalm 145, verse 18, read that. The fear of man brings a snare and a curse with it. In government, especially state-controlled government, which is based on an evolutionary view of government, they feed this monster because they want more control over its subjects. Okay? I mean, for how long in this country have we seen that representatives don't work for we the people? They work for themselves. They work for their agendas. Just ask them. Okay? The fear of man brings a snare and a curse and drives you to your dependency upon who? Them. Diabolical fear is like a disease that eats away at logic and the simplicity of God's word and makes men depraved and inhumane. Is that not what we're seeing these people outside doing at the stores today? Grabbing little cube after cube of toilet paper? Emptying the shelves? At least that which the media reports on? Is that depravity? Yes, it is. Is that inhumane? Yeah. It shows you that they're reprobate. They have no trust in God whatsoever. It's diabolical in so many different ways. Let me say it this way. It's irrational the way these people act. There's some live feeds, friends, where you can actually watch people going for a cube of toilet paper and then a fight ensues. It's like, are you kidding me? No, they're not kidding. They're not kidding at all. Is that depravity? Is that inhumanity? Oh, absolutely it is. It's selfishness. And again, it's based on a reprobate's heart. I'm going to finish this up. We got hour two coming up in just a couple minutes. One more segment for hour one, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, there's 119 radio stations listening right now. I'd love to hear from somebody out there concerning their thoughts. Pro or con, it matters not. 1-866-582-9933. Now listen, I know, and I heard this again last night. Bradley, you're dumping so much information. I get it, but I only have so much time to do it. So don't ever come on under the notion that if you call in, I'm not going to let you say anything. I will. You know, it's like people start talking and they'll say four things and I can answer all four things. And then I start going off and it's like, well, what was the sense in me calling in? My brother one time said, Bradley, you're giving people so much information. You know, they just want the information. But listen, I just want to hear from somebody concerning this coronavirus as to what your thoughts are. Because listen, I've seen one person since this has been hyped up to the point, to where it is today, act outside of themselves. And he got information from the media that he doesn't believe in. Oh, rest assured. I mean, they're just complete hypocrites in so many different ways. You know, I told my kids this morning, I said, yes, we have to take the information and put it up on the shelf. But the fact of the matter is we're listening to the same people that continuously lie to us 24/7, 365 days a year. And what is this all about? And what is this driving the American people to? That's what people need to be paying attention to. It's also important for you to understand, friends, that notice all the same companies that push the same agendas at the same time. These are the ones that are shutting down, along with the governments, creating the hype, the pandemonium, the pandemic, as they say, right? They're feeling the crisis in so many different ways. Going back to my conversation with Alan Keyes on his television program, he asked the question, where's the church's place in all of this? And shouldn't the resolve be brought about by the church rather than the government? I responded instantaneously by stating, it is the church's business. This is totally the church's business. By the way, you did see the president. Of course, he has to hold up false pretenses, right? Did you see just recently he called for a day of prayer? Now take that to, again, go to his worshipers, his followers. It's interesting to note that you read James 1:26 and Ephesians 4:29. I let no corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth, but that which is good to edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer. It's interesting he was caught on a hot mic before he went on television just the other day concerning the coronavirus. Did anybody listen to his filthy, rotten mouth? Doesn't Jesus say, and didn't he say, out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh? Oh my goodness, how unpresidential in so many different ways. And did anybody watch the film where he didn't care how he was acting? He was unhinged until they said, you're on air. He's an actor. That's what he is, okay? He's the point man for big business, is what he is. For the record, okay? 1-866-582-9933. Going back to the conversation, that was a free one, by the way, concerning Alan Keyes. Is this not the church's place rather than the government's? Absolutely. The church right now should be on the forefront of this whole issue with coronavirus. It's their place to bring about the answers to the world, not ignore them. Listen carefully. Psalm 91. Oh, everybody loves to sing it on Sunday, right? Here, let me say this. Let me say this. I'd rather have 10 people that want God, that listen to my radio show every day, and that are actually doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves, than have 10,000 people who just want to sit around and do nothing but play church. I can't stand them. And again, they're good for nobody, not even the devil. Their worst enemies are themselves, friends. Here's the answer that I gave Alan Keyes. Is this not the church's business? Absolutely it is, right? It's interesting that Trump says, let's have a day of prayer on Sunday, right? But it's interesting how all of this pandemonium, it's driving people to what? Big Pharma. It's driving people to what? The medical institute. Folks, who are these people aligned with? Who are they making money for and with? Pull the curtain back, friends. That's all you have to do. It needs to be stopped, is what needs to happen. Remember what James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, said, the father of our Constitution? He said that no nation can survive a continued state of warfare. And that's all the media and representatives have declared war on who we are as a people. And I want to tell you why. It's because the American people have turned their back wickedly on my daddy, Abba Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. I know it to be true. I don't think. Wasn't talked into it, therefore I can't be talked out of it. I know. I'm beyond believing here, friends. My answer to Alan Key, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Listen, Christians, and from the noisome pestilence. Do you believe his word? He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Not the lies of the media, not the lies of the representatives who lie to you 24/7. God is not a man that he should lie. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Believers, do you believe it? I do. Again, my answer to Alan Keyes was, and is, we're dealing with a bunch of people that call themselves Christians that don't believe Christ. Yes, there's believers in this country that just don't believe. Read 2 Thessalonians 3:2. Again, the Lord has not changed. Man has changed. Read Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Who changed? Man did. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Who changed? He didn't. Again, my answer to Alan Keyes and my answer to the American people is the Lord is not to meet us on our terms, but rather we are to meet him on his terms. Remember, the message was repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2. That didn't change. Never has, never will. Read Acts 20, verse 21. 2 Corinthians 7:10. Also Isaiah 66, verse 2. Okay? When we do take his testimony, we are then empowered to deal with these issues that confront us today. Listen carefully. Acts 5:32, and we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, who has not changed, whom God hath given to them that obey him. There's the problem right there. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Jesus Christ is not going to bear witness to your lies. And keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself. If you go to Mark 16, 17, 18, how can anybody deny this, right? It is written, and these things shall follow them that believe in my name, they shall cast out devils. They're not going to sit there and magnify the works of the devil, who is a defeated foe. They shall speak with tongues. That's a sign of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12, right? Tongues and interpretation of tongues. They shall take up serpents, not like those down south who tempt the Lord their God and pick up a serpent and they get bit and they die in 15 minutes. No, that's stupidity, right? The Lord said, they shall take up serpents, and if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them in Jesus' name. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Believers, do you believe that? Yeah, I do too. Do you also believe that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death? Do you also believe that no weapon formed or fashioned against us shall prosper, for our righteousness is of the Lord? I do. I do. Because it's written in the Word of God. For you to deny what he wrote makes, for you to sit there and call God a liar is not a good business to be in any sense of the word. The Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. It's the third commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. If you're going to call yourself a Christian, then practice what you preach. Period. I end with this. If the fear pushes you concerning the coronavirus to the dependency of man or government intervention, such as corralling you into mandatory vaccinations and more control over your life, and rest assured, we're going to see it on the horizon real quick, you're going to reap the curse. On the other hand, if it pushes you to the Lord, you will reap the blessing. Hey, Bradley, Alan Keyes asked me, what's your take on the coronavirus? I don't know. I don't have time to think about it. I'm too busy. My hand's on the plow. And it was my big brother, the captain of my salvation, my Lord, my God, and my King, Jesus Christ, that said to he who looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. If it pushes you to the Lord, you will reap the blessings. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. These people running around like a bunch of lunatics today, do they look like they're liberated? Nope. They're acting out as to what's inside of their heart, and it's being exhibited to the whole world to see how much they play the hypocrite. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And so that's what's happening today in America. Hey, by the way, I end with this. We got hour two coming up. There are no other offers made in Scripture. No other choices. I just laid it out for you in about 600 words. Choose whom you're going to serve, and serve him with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Matthew 22, verse 37. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the 35 jihadi camps in America. No mainstream media coverage. Not a peep on the other side.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.